Final point, Eric, you and Cliff Huddis are talking about a really interesting trial with fulvestrant in the post-adjuvant setting. Could you just briefly comment on that?
We've talked within the CALGB about the possibility of an extended endocrine adjuvant trial looking at fulvestrant in women who have previously received either an AI alone or tamoxifen followed by an AI during that 5 to 10 year window. I think one of the things we've learned from MA17 is, number one, that there are clearly a substantial number of women who are continuing to develop recurrent disease many years after diagnosis. That's not news, but we've relearned it perhaps. And the other, that extended adjuvant therapy within MA17 at least was clearly beneficial. And to think that we're going to solve all of the problems with an AI is probably foolhardy. So once again, here we've been looking at the possibility of coming back in at some point later, potentially even after a break of some sort. So a woman might be off therapy for a year or two and then be eligible for this trial, looking to see if, in fact, fulvestrant at that point in time could reduce the risk of recurrence.
It'll be interesting to see in that setting where the patient's not coming in for other therapies, whether they're willing to come in for an injection once a month. On the other hand, when we look at a node-positive patient who may be in years 5 to 10, ER-positive patient might have a 20% chance of relapsing during those 5 years, that's a pretty motivating factor to at least participate in a trial like that. I think it's going to be fascinating. I hope you can do it.
We've imagined it would be a trial that would actually look at probably 2 to 3 years worth of therapy, not 5 years, because of this issue of monthly parenteral injections.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.